The Defense Department could not provide reliable data on many of its current acquisition Category 2 and 3 programs. That's according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. Category 2 and 3 are programs that include everything from a multi-billion-dollar radar modernization program to soldier clothing. For more on the report, we turn to Mike Sullivan. He's the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Mr. Sullivan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so first of all, tell us what Category 2 and 3 programs do cover for the Defense Department.
Well, essentially they cover all of the acquisitions other than ACAT-1s, which are the major defense acquisition programs, the big programs like the Joint Strike Fighter and the Tanker and programs like that that meet a dollar threshold that's, I think the statute calls for anything over a $500 million in RDT&E or $3 billion in procurement money. So anything below that threshold would be an ACAT 2 or 3.
All right, if you took all of the dollars spent on ACAT 2 and 3, how much of the defense spending, acquisition spending, is that?
Well, that's one of the things that we found is that we can't find that number. We know that they spend $168 billion in fiscal year 2014. They spent $168 billion on all of their weapon systems, including the MDAPs, and about 40% of that would be ACAT 2, 3, or below. So $70 billion, roughly around there, but we're really not sure.
Because I was just talking to Bobby Smart from the Air Force, and they have their contractor rating system where they rate the top 25 contractors, which account for 80% of the dollars. But it seems like there's a gap here, then, if they know what the performance of their contractors are, but they don't know the spending levels. It seems like there's maybe systems that ought to be connecting more closely here.
Yeah, I think we would agree with that. Overall, what we recommended is that they develop better data reliability systems and try to connect the systems better so they can at least account for the number of these smaller programs, which, we weren't able to get that from them right now. We got numbers in anywhere from 800 programs to over 1,000 programs, and at some point we just decided that the data we were getting was not reliable.
And so the data comes from what, the acquisition systems? Does it come from the accounting systems? I mean, where is it generated? What systems of record do they have that generate this information?
For these smaller programs, they have a system for the major defense acquisition programs, the ACAT-1 big programs called DAMIRS. I'm not sure what that acronym stands for, but that represents a system where all of those weapon systems can report their data at once. And in fact, one of our recommendations was that they should look at that system for these ACAT 2 and 3 programs as well. Right now, all three of the different services and SOCOM have their own systems to do that. They, they may be centralized at the service level, but they don't spin up to the enterprise-wide level. So we can't get a read on the whole thing.
So this is the type of business systems modernization effort that the Pentagon has been working at for maybe the past 15 or 20 years. It would seem that what you're finding here is evidence of the gap in progress on that particular effort.
Yeah, I think that would be safe to say. They don't, as I said, some of our recommendations go to having them spend more time on that. They do have policies written for reporting, program managers on these programs have guidelines with which to report data, but it doesn't always get done. It's some of the reasons that we could not really quantify cost and schedule is there's a lack of baselines. There's oftentimes there's missing data. There's poor data entry into the system. Sometimes they just don't do it. And so while there are guidelines for all of this, and there's policy, in practice, it's just not getting done.
We're speaking with Mike Sullivan, the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. And could this therefore be a source of the large, high levels of improper payments that the Defense Department is regularly charged with having?
Well, it's not necessarily contract data, so it's not like this is internal management systems. What this would be most important for is for the department to be able to manage their own acquisitions below the major program level. It's a management tool that they can use, and it's an oversight tool that the Congress could use to just at least understand how many programs there are. You could look at overlap and duplication if you have that proper data, and then you can get an idea of how much growth in cost or delays in scheduled deliveries are taking place. I think for the contracting side, that would be more of the contracting databases.
All right, so they have the Defense Contract Management Agency. Is that where this ought to begin and to fix this, do you think?
Well, I think this is more for the services, the acquisition. For ACAT 2s and 3s, we're talking about the service acquisition executive, so it is in the acquisition community. DCMA may have some role in that, I'm not sure, but they're usually out at the, out in the contractor's facilities and tracking quality and contracting issues and things like that.
So it goes the issue that the untrackability of all of this cost data is not just the contracting cost. In other words, it sounds like it includes also some of the internal costs of operating these programs that the Pentagon can't quite count.
Yeah, I mean, there are other government costs that are involved in all these ACAT 2 and 3 programs, just like there would be in the major ones.
And is this look at ACAT 2 and 3, is this something that the GAO has to do annually or regularly?
No, we were asked by the House Armed Services Committee to do this for the first time. We do an annual assessment of all the major weapon system acquisition programs, and that's due out pretty soon. And that's become a very popular reference report, I think, for a lot of people because it gives a very good view of the portfolio of the major acquisitions. And I think one of the reasons the Armed Services Committee asked us to do this work, number one, they wanted to get a handle on what was below those major programs. And number two, they wanted to see some sense of how cost was going on them. They wanted to know if any of those are programs that should rise to the level of major programs. So this is kind of a one-shot deal that they asked us to look at. But I think when we find so much unreliability there and you begin to see what you could do in terms of managing these, could be 1,000 programs more efficiently, I think it's something that we may remain in and try to continue to make more efficient.
Yeah, so that system you mentioned for the large programs, DAMR, it stands for Defense Acquisition Management Information Retrieval, because I looked it up while we were talking. I don't carry that kind of thing around in my brain to call right up. And so is one of the recommendations that is maybe extending the capabilities of that system to these ACAT 2 and 3 components, because once a system is up and running, there's really no limit of what you can load into it.
Yeah, I think what we would say is that's an option. We didn't recommend that they use that system, but the recommendations we did make were to find a system that can provide data reliability, number one, and then give them some ability to track and measure the cost growth or the reductions or whatever's happening on those programs. We think that would be a good candidate.
So as far as you can tell, it could be that they're under-reporting the costs, or they could be over-reporting them, so there might be more cost than is thought to be, so it may not be a savings issue, necessarily.
That's exactly right. We don't know one way or the other, because really, quite frankly, I think one of the biggest things we found, with data reliability, we found in many cases that they had included programs that didn't really fit the definition of ACAT 2-3. They might have been too small. There were basic math errors, there was misreported cost data, and mostly there was missing data. They hadn't put in a baseline for the program, an original baseline, so you have nothing to track cost growth to. So overall, it's just, you're right. We don't know if there's cost growth or they're smaller than we thought. Right now, what they need to do is get a system in place so that they can begin to measure that.
All right,
start with how many programs there are.
Okay. Mike Sullivan is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.